Surat Al-Araf, verses 40 to 47.
رُسُلٌ مِّنكُمْ يَقُصُّونَ عَلَيْكُمْ آيَاتِي. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala informed us that messengers would be sent to us reciting the ayat of Allah. فَمَنِ اتَّقَى, those who refrain from rejecting it, and those who reform, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said there will be no khawf, no fear, and no grief on them in the hereafter. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about those who كَذَّبُوا بِآيَاتِنَا, considered the ayat of Allah to be false, to be lies, وَاسْتَكْبَرُوا عَنْهَا, and they were haughty, they rejected it. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala described how they will enter Jannah in batches. كُلَّمَا دَخَلَتْ أُمَّةٌ لَعَنَتْ أُخْتَهَا, each time a batch is entered into Jahannam, they will curse their like the group that was like them whom they followed. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala describes how they will be deprived of Jannah. Ayah 40, A'udhu billahi minash shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Innal ladhina kadhabu bi ayatina wastakbaru anha. For those who consider our ayat to be lies, wastakbaru anha, and arrogantly reject it, what will happen to them at the time of maut? لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء, the doors of the heavens shall not be opened for them, for their souls to ascend after they have passed on. The doors of heavens will not be opened. And in the hereafter, ولا يدخلون الجنة, they would never enter paradise. حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط. Jamal means a camel. Until a camel passes through the eye of a needle. Until a camel passes through the eye of a needle. A thread barely passes through the eye of a needle. How is it possible for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle? It means it is impossible for them to enter Jannah, just like how it is impossible for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجَزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ, this is how we will requite the criminals. لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٍ, the fire shall envelop them and cover them from all sides, so that مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٍ, hell fire shall be their beds, beneath them fire. وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٍ, and above them, over them will be coverings of fire. وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ, this is how we will requite the wrongdoers. In contrast to them, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, those, as for those who have iman, believed in Allah, believed in the malaika, believed in the text of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Quran, the books of Allah, and not only did they have iman, وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ, they carried out righteous deeds. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala clarifies that it was not very difficult to accomplish iman and good deeds. It's not impossible, it is within your capacity. Why? لَا نُكَلِّفُ نَفْسًا إِلَّا وُسْعَهَا, we do not burden any soul beyond its capacity. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was sent to the Arabs of Jahiliyyah. They were able to reform. Everybody is able to reform. It is within the capacity of the human being to embrace iman and to reform. So Allah does not burden anyone beyond their capacity. So these people who have iman and a'mal, saliha, righteous deeds, أُولَٰئِكَ أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ, they are the heirs of paradise. هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ, they will remain therein forever. Ayah 43, وَنَزَعْنَا مَا فِي صُدُورِهِمْ مِنْ غِلٍّ. Very interestingly, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and unlike the inmates of hell who would curse each other therein, we heard in the previous ayat that they would curse one another, there would be such enmity and hatred between the people of Jahannam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the people of Jannah, we shall remove from their hearts any traces of rancor, ill feeling between them, which may have occurred due to events in this world. In this dunya, we do not always meet eye to eye. We have differences with people. We have unpleasant exchanges. We have ill feelings. But now when we are going to go to Jannah, inshallah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, we will remove all traces of rancor from the hearts. The people of Jannah will have love for one another. They will be fond of one another. All ill feelings will be removed. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهِمُ الْأَنْهَارِ And rivers shall flow in their abodes beneath their feet. Out of total delight, they will say, أَلْحَمْدُ وَقَالُوا أَلْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا And in total delight, they shall say, Praise is due to Allah alone, الَّذِي هَدَانَا لِهَذَا Who has led us to this abode. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَ اللَّهِ Had Allah not guided us, we would have never found the way. وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ We would have never found the way to Jannah had Allah تبارك وتعالى not given us tawfiq and hidayah. لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ The messengers of Allah had certainly come to us with the truth. Whatever they said was true. If you have iman and good deeds, you will go to Jannah. They will realize it and they will say the messengers have come with the truth. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, وَنُودُ أَنْتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ And a voice, which according to the hadith of an angel, will call out to them, نُودُ أَنْتِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةِ This is paradise, أُورِثْتُمُوهَا Which you have inherited. And you have inherited paradise. It now belongs to you. Why? بِمَا كُنْتُمْ تَعْمَلُونَ Because of the good that you used to do. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, ayat 44, وَنَادَى أَصْحَابُ الْجَنَّةِ أَصْحَابَ النَّارِ And when the people of paradise enter paradise, they will call out to the people of hell. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will allow this exchange to occur between the people of Jannah and Jahannam for once. And they will call out, the people of Jannah will call out to the people of hell. Why will they call out to them? To express their delight that we are in Jannah and to add to the sorrow of the people of hell. What will they say to them? أَنْ قَدْ وَجَدْنَا مَا وَعَدَنَا رَبُّنَا حَقَّ We have discovered that what our Lord promised us, it is true. Jannah is true. It is a reality. We are here. فَهَلْ وَجَدْتُمْ مَا وَعَدَ رَبُّكُمْ حَقَّ Have you also discovered what your Lord promised you to be true? Have you found Jahannam also to be a reality? قَالُوا نَعَمْ The people of Jahannam will say, yes, we have. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ بَيْنَهُمْ To add to the joy of the people of Jannah and to add to the regret of the people of hell, an announcer will call out. فَأَذَّنَ مُؤَذِّنٌ A proclaimer, an announcer will call out between them. أَلَّعْنَةُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الظَّالِمِينَ Let the curse of Allah be upon the wrongdoers. Who? الَّذِينَ يَصُدُّونَ عَن سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ Those who turned away from the path of Allah, turned away from Islam. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا And not only do they turn away, they sought to make it appear to be deviant and crooked. They criticize Islam, criticize the word of Allah, criticize the Quran, trying to find crookedness in it. It is so unfair, it is so imbalanced, it is so unjust, it is barbaric. وَيَبْغُونَهَا عِوَجًا وَهُمْ بِالْآخِرَةِ كَافِرُونَ And those who had been rejecting the afterlife. وَبَيْنَهُمَا حِجَابٌ Ayah 46 And a barrier which would be a wall, according to the tafsir of Surah Hadid, فَضُرِبَ بَيْنَهُمْ بِسُورٍ There will be a barrier between them, بَيْنَهُمَا, which shall divide the two groups. And this barrier will be a wall. On top of this wall is called أَعْرَاف. وَعَلَى الْأَعْرَافِ On the heights of this wall, رِجَالٌ There will be men. Who are they, according to the common view of the Mufassirin? Who are these people who will be on the heights? They are those who, as we have done in the beginning of the surah, Al-Wazn, the weighing of deeds will be a reality on the day of Qiyamah. So they are going to be people whose good and bad deeds are equal. Good is not more, evil is not more, they are good and bad deeds are equal, so they will be on this heights. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala says, أَعْرَافِ رِجَالٌ يَعْرِفُونَ كُلًّا بِسِيمَاهُمْ And on the heights of this wall there will be men, whose good and bad deeds would be equal, and they would recognize each group by their signs and marks. People of Jannah, their faces will be radiant. People of Jahannam, their faces will be darkened. So they will recognize both of these groups. وَنَادَوْ أَصْحَابَ الْجَنَّةِ And these people, these men on the heights, they will call out to the people of paradise, and they will say to them, سَلَامٌ عَلَيْكُمْ Peace be upon you. لَمْ يَدْخُلُوهَا وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ They would not have entered as yet. The people of A'raf would not have entered or been given notice that they are going to enter Jannah because their good and bad deeds are equal, they are in the balance. وَهُمْ يَطْمَعُونَ But they would be hopeful of entering it. وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ The last ayah. And when their gazes are turned in the direction of the inmates of hell, they will say, رَبَّنَا لَا تَجْعَلْنَا مَعَ الْقَوْمِ الظَّالِمِينَ Oh, our Lord, do not place us among the wrongdoing people. And according to the hadith, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala will eventually admit the people of A'raf into Jannah. Let us do the tilawat of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إن الذين كذبوا بآياتنا واستكبروا عنها لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء لا تفتح لهم أبواب السماء ولا يدخلون الجنة ولا يدخلون الجنة حتى يلج الجمل في سم الخياط وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الْمُجْرِمِينَ لَهُمْ مِنْ جَهَنَّمَ مِهَادٌ وَمِنْ فَوْقِهِمْ غَوَاشٌ وَكَذَلِكَ نَجْزِي الظَّالِمِينَ والذين آمنوا وعملوا الصالحات لا نكلف نفسا إلا وسعها أولئك أصحاب الجنة هم فيها خالدون ونزعنا ما في صدورهم من غل تجري من تحتهم الأنهار وقالوا الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وَمَا كُنَّا لِنَهْتَدِيَ لَوْلَا أَنْ هَدَانَا اللَّهُ لَقَدْ جَاءَتْ رُسُلُ رَبِّنَا بِالْحَقِّ وَنُودُوا أَنْ تِلْكُمُ الْجَنَّةُ أُورِثْ تموها بما كنتم تعملون ونادى أصحاب الجنة أصحاب النار أن قد وجدنا ما وعدنا ربنا حقا فهل وجدت ما وعد ربكم حقا قالوا نعم فأذن مؤذن بينهم اللعنة الله على الظالمين الذين يصدون عن سبيل الله ويبغونها عوجا وهم بالآخرة كافرون وبينهما حجاب وعلى الأعراف رجال يعرفون كلا بسيماهم ونادوا أصحاب الجنة أن سلام عليكم لم يدخلوها وهم يطمعون وَإِذَا صُرِفَتْ أَبْصَارُهُمْ تِلْقَاءَ أَصْحَابِ النَّارِ قالوا ربنا لا تجعلنا مع القوم الظالمين.
آمنت بالله، صدق الله مولانا العظيم. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته.